This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, a special Martin Luther King Day message, Martin's Greatest Gift. Dear friends, January is a very dreary month, and we could all use a break. Besides, President's Day is a long way off, and a good stiff shot of retail therapy will do wonders for the economy. After all, what's not to like about another three-day holiday weekend? Or so went the undercurrent argument in favor of dedicating a weekend every January to the memory of Martin Luther King, Jr. The arguments against bear no repetition. 33 years have passed and MLK Day has slipped into the rotation of routine events that shape our lives, smack in the middle of NFL playoffs, and right before Groundhog's Day. But Martin's greatest gift to us is not just a day off. Neither is his greatest gift a seat on a bus or at a lunch counter for a minority of us. It's not even his wake-up call to a majority that was comfortable living in atrophied isolation, actively oblivious to the catastrophic rot around us. Behind it all, his greatest gift was to vividly lay bare the body of Christ and to challenge us to live in it. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Paul wrote it, Martin lived it, and he died for it. The message is simple. It's been in Scripture for a millennia, but we're a stiff-necked people and obviously need regular reinforcement. There was no ghetto in the Garden of Eden, no separate but equal. We're a common stock, children of Eve, or Lucy as the anthropologists prefer. There were no reruns of Calvary with separate white, black, Asian, and Hispanic castes. Christ died once and for all, and in him we're all risen together. We're the body of Christ, not the distant cousins of Christ with a polite nodding acquaintance of each other to be endured in quiet reserve at rare gatherings. Christ never commanded that we tolerate each other, much less mollify each other with midwinter holidays. Christ said it simply, love one another. From a Birmingham jail, Martin put it powerfully, hatred paralyzes life. Love releases it. Hatred confuses life. Love harmonizes it. Hatred darkens life. Love illuminates it. What a legacy to take home to glory, a life laid down in Christ as a witness to his enduring love. What a gift of brilliant insight and articulation on bonds closer than brotherhood. We are one, the beloved of God our Father, united in the body of Christ. My friends, Martin's gift is the kind that keeps giving. For over 50 years, it has guided our sense of civic justice. When and if that necessity ever fades, there's a more enduring lesson he left us that transcends perceptions of pigmentation and DNA. In Valedictory, he summarized the power of truth, love, and our human condition. I believe that the unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. That's why right, temporarily defeated, is stronger than evil triumphant. Thank you, Martin. Happy birthday. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.